I'm speaking now with Shelby Stovern, a senior at Bold High School. Hello.
Hi.
Have you been going to the Bold School District your whole life, or did you transfer in at some point?
No, I've been going to the Bold School District my whole life.
Are you nervous about leaving and going out into the bigger world?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixture of, like, excitement and nervousness all at the same time.
What are your current plans for when you're done with high school in a couple of weeks?
I'm going to, so next fall, I'll be going to St. Ben's to study nutrition and exercise science.
So what did you want to do when you were, just say, first or second grade? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an elementary teacher.
And how did you go from being an elementary teacher to wanting to go into nutrition?
It was kind of just like throughout high school, like just being involved in sports and being in different classes. I just kind of got interested in nutrition and exercise, and that's what I want to study now.
So when I hear someone say they're interested in nutrition, I can see a million different directions you could go with that. What specifically, what do you see as your dream job 20 years from now?
Probably in like a sports facility where like athletes will come for like advice or something, or like research based and just like, yeah.
Okay.
Like finding like research about food.
Why food of all the subjects you could get into? I mean, what is it about nutrition specifically that fascinates you?
I just think it's cool how different foods can just have an effect on the body and how like it nourishes and like gives us energy, and I just think the whole process is pretty interesting.
So when you're sitting in school and it's lunch hour, are you quietly or openly critiquing your friends' lunch choices?
No. I may be picking choices for me, but like I don't want to, like, I don't, people can eat what they want to eat. I'm not really educated. I'm not educated enough to critique other people's choices.
Okay. Has there been anyone, any in your family or at the school or in any of the maybe sports you've been involved in who's been an influence and sort of pointing you in this direction?
Yeah, definitely my coaches and teammates through, I was in volleyball in the fall season and dance team in the winter, and those definitely, like, had an impact on me and how I, like, what kind of person I am today.
What school activities have you been involved in, like extracurriculars?
I was in volleyball, dance team. I was also at FFA floriculture and NHS.
No, those are
And then Math League, too.
Math League. Those are all team activities. Do you like being part of a team?
Yes, yep.
So how can those team activities, getting that sort of experience, be helpful to you in the field you want to go into?
Just being, like, learning, like, being on a team, just learning how to interact with others and figuring out, like, which people, like, to go to for help, and just having that support is just really helpful and something that I'll continue to use in the future.
What sort of classes come easiest to you, and which ones do you have to struggle in more?
My math classes just come pretty easily to me, and I enjoy them. Harder classes would probably be, like, speech classes and stuff like that.
Let's say it's 10 years from now. You're at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in a long time, and all of a sudden the memories just come flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of your strongest memories of your school years?
Probably, like, the memories we've created, like, while on, like, our sports teams, like, through volleyball and dance. Like, we've, like, had good opportunities, and, like, it's just really fun to, like, be with your friends and enjoy these moments together. And I think those are the ones that will come back when we see each other.
And so in a sense, the bus ride to and from the sporting events is going to be more memorable than the actual event.
Yeah, yep. Just the time and team bonding events spent together, and, like, the time, like, playing the game is fun too, but I think outside the game, like just bonding with one another, I think that'll be more memorable.
So you're talking with a student from a high school in the Twin Cities where they have 500 in their graduating class. How would you compare, if you were talking with one of those students, how would you compare some of the advantages or disadvantages of going to a smaller school?
I think one of the biggest advantages of being in a small school is just knowing, like, everyone. Like, walking in the hallways and being able to recognize, like, everyone in your class and being able to acknowledge them and, like, know who they are rather than walking past, like, 500 students like you don't know and barely see.
And I've been talking with Shelby Stovern, a senior at Bold High School. Thanks.
Thank you.